You mentioned Revens there. Tell me a bit more about that.
Yeah, an interesting character, Professor Reg Revens, born 1907, died in 2003, so had a long life and career, and a very, very much a polymath, really. So he started out as a scientist in physics, a research physicist, working and researching in the Cavendish laboratories in Cambridge, working under the likes of Rutherford. So the leading lights of the day who were working on some of the major world challenges in science. Five Nobel Prize winning scientists were in that department at the time. And he was clearly a good learner himself in observing how the laboratory was successful and how it was led by people like Rutherford. And what he noticed was that the power and the strength and the breakthroughs that came scientifically came not so much from people showing off with their sort of big ego about their scientific achievements, but by what he called sort of working with their ignorance. And he noticed that it was use of questioning and a probing and insightful approach to questioning that often led to breakthroughs in terms of learning. And he kind of took all of this learning himself and eventually changed career, really. He went into what we would now call OD, or organization development. He was the director of education in the coal mines when the coal industry was trying to rebuild itself after the war. He worked in the hospital sector. He worked outside of the UK, did a lot of work in the higher education sector and industry in Belgium, for instance. So, you know, he went from this scientific kind of base to working with industry, with hospitals, etc. And he took his learning from his background in science, and particularly from the Cavendish, as he described it, where you know, people like Einstein used to sort of pop into the laboratory and say things like, you know, if you think you understand the problem, make sure you're not deceiving yourself. You know, so great sort of quotations. But he saw all this and thought, how can I apply my learning about learning to an organizational sector and organizational challenges? You know, when organizations were dealing with the challenges of the nation, really, or of the world, you know, at the time. And I worked with a number of people through an Action Learning Institute who had worked with Revens and who had, you know, learnt from him the methods of action learning. And that sort of led me into developing a method of making action learning work in practice, which I've called Action Learning Questions. So it's just one approach to action learning. It's not the only approach, but it's my approach, if you like, that has been applied with a number of partner organizations. There's an organization called MAVIN in the world of organization development who've adapted this for work-based learning, linked to developing organization development capability, as an example. I've used it in, you know, care home groups, in, you know, all sorts of different types of organization. What I realized was that if you studied Revens and what he wrote and said about action learning, there was basically a philosophy behind it that was proven, and he has, you know, various formulae that he's developed. One of the most famous is the idea that L equals P plus Q. So L for learning equals a combination of programmed knowledge or programmed instruction, what we might call sort of teaching, the knowledge that you can get from books. It's pre-existing knowledge. And Q, which is questioning. So L equals P plus Q. Learning comes from programmed knowledge and questioning. And he encouraged us to focus more on the questioning than glorifying, if you like, the programmed knowledge. And, you know, very relevant today, you know, he recognized that if the rate of change that we're experiencing exceeds existing knowledge, then you don't need a training course. That's not going to help, you know, which, you know, people are using to learn from the book or from the guru, but you actually need action learning. So you need to bring people together, often from different functions and different disciplines, to communicate and challenge each other, to leave their ego at the door, as he learnt from the Cavendish, and to work as, you know, he talked about comrades in adversity. So coming together, facing the real challenges. And, you know, goodness knows we've been through a few of those, you know, in the world and nationally over the last couple of years with the global pandemic. So in my view, you know, this is what I've been working on for the last 30 years myself, 20 years, particularly in terms of action learning. And, you know, I believe that the time is right for more of it. And we've got proven ways of doing it. So an interesting character, Reg Revens. You know, he's often sort of he's been sort of lauded as the, if you like, the founding father of action learning. And he clearly was. But at the time he was working, you know, counter to the culture. So the business schools were emerging. He was, you know, appointed as a professor in University of Manchester, and he had a kind of an on-off relationship with the academic world, because in a sense he was academic, but in another sense he was suggesting that we shouldn't be over glorifying the gurus from the academic world, and often what he called the sort of self-appointed experts, who we would sit at their feet and sort of listen to every word they say, write it down, and assume this is, you know, how we solve the problems of the world or of our business. So, you know, interesting. And as an aside, he was also an Olympic long jumper. So he competed in the 1928 long jump for Great Britain.